Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rath Yatra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you, taking the role of Srimati Radharani speaking to Krishna, and engage it in material activities. But even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way, you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Rupa Goswami says in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11, Anya avilasita sunyam jnana kamar anavita anukulena krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttama. For a pure devotee, there is no scope for indulgence in mystic yoga practice or the cultivation of speculative philosophy. It is indeed impossible for a pure devotee to engage his mind in such unwanted activities. Even if a pure devotee wanted to, his mind would not allow him to do so. That is a characteristic of a pure devotee. He is transcendental to all fruit of activity, speculative philosophy, and mystic yoga meditation. The gopis therefore express themselves as follows. Nahe gopi yogeshwara pada kamala tomara Dhyana kari paiva santosha tomara vakya paripati taramadye kutinati shuni gopira aro bade rosha. The gopis are not like the mystic yogis. They will never be satisfied simply by meditating on your lotus feet and imitating the so-called yogis. Teaching the gopis about meditation is another kind of duplicity. When they are instructed to undergo mystic yoga practice, they are not at all satisfied. On the contrary, they become more and more angry with you. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has stated in his Chaitanya Chandramrita number 5, Kaivalyam nirakayate te dasapura kasha pushpayate durdantendriya kala sarpa patali protkata damstrayate vishvam bona sukayate vidhi mahendra discha kitayate yat karunya kataksha vibhava vitam tam gauram evas tumaha. For a pure devotee who has realized Krishna consciousness through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the monistic philosophy by which one becomes one with the Supreme appears hellish. The mystic yoga practice by which the mind is controlled and the senses are subjugated also appears ludicrous to a pure devotee. The devotee's mind and senses are already engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. In this way, the poisonous effects of sensory activities are removed. If one's mind is always engaged in the service of the Lord, there is no possibility that one will think, feel, or act materially. For a pure devotee who has realized Krishna consciousness through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the monistic philosophy by which one becomes one with the Supreme appears hellish. The mystic yoga practice by which the mind is controlled and the senses are subjugated also appears ludicrous to a pure devotee. The devotee's mind and senses are already engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. In this way, the poisonous effects of sensory activities are removed. If one's mind is always engaged in the service of the Lord, there is no possibility that one will think, feel, or act materially. Similarly, the fruit of workers' attempt to attain the heavenly planets is nothing more than phantasmagoria for the devotee. After all, the heavenly planets are material, and in due course of time, they will all be dissolved. Devotees do not care for such temporary things. They engage in transcendental devotional activities because they desire elevation to the spiritual world, where they can live eternally and peacefully and with full knowledge of Krishna. In Vrindavan, the gopis, coward boys, and even the calves, cows, trees, and water are fully conscious of Krishna. They are never satisfied with anything but Krishna. Continuing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. The gopis have fallen into the great ocean of separation and are being devoured by the timangila fish of their ambition to serve you. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of these timangila fish, for they are pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? The devotees do not want that liberation desired by yogis and jnanis, for they are already liberated from the ocean of material existence. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The bodily conception is created by the desire for material enjoyment. This is called vipatsmriti, which is the opposite of real life. The living entity is eternally the servant of Krishna, but when he desires to enjoy the material world, he cannot progress in spiritual life. One can never be happy by advancing materially. This is also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.30, Andanta govir visata chamizram puna punas charvita charvanananam. Through the uncontrolled senses, one may advance one's hellish condition. He may continue to chew the chewed, that is, repeatedly accepting birth and death. The conditioned souls use the duration of life between birth and death only to engage in the same hackneyed activities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. In the lower animal species, we find the same activities. Since these activities are repeated, engaging in them is like chewing that which has already been chewed. If one can give up his ambition to engage in hackneyed material life and take to Krishna consciousness instead, he will be liberated from the stringent laws of material nature. One does not need to make a separate attempt to become liberated. If one simply engages in the service of the Lord, he will be liberated automatically. As Srila Bila Mangala Thakur therefore says, Mukti Swayam Makuli Tanjali Sevate Asman. Liberation stands before me with folded hands, begging to serve me. Vrindavana Govardhana Yamuna Pulina Vana Sekunje Rasadika Lila Sevajera Brajadana Mata Pita Bandugana Bada Chitra Kemane Pasarila. It is amazing that you have forgotten the land of Vrindavan. And how is it that you have forgotten your father, mother, and friends? How have you forgotten Govardhan Hill, the bank of the Jamuna, and the forest where you enjoyed the rasa dance? Vidagdha Midyusadguna Sushila Snigdha Karuna Tumi Tomara Nahi Doshabas Tabe Ye Tomara Mana Nahi Smare Brajajana Se Amara Dudaiva Vilas. Krishna, you are certainly a refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well-behaved, soft-hearted, and merciful. I know that there is not even a tinge of fault to be found in you. Yet, your mind does not even remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is only my misfortune and nothing else. Nagani apanaduka deki brajeshwaramuka braja janera ridha vidare kiba mara braja vasi kiba jiao brajayasi kena jiao duka sahai bare. I do not care for my personal unhappiness. But when I see the morose face of Mother Yashoda and the hearts of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking because of you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all. You want to enliven them by coming there. Why are you simply keeping them alive in a state of suffering? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking it during the Rath Yatra as he's taking Lord Jagannath to Vrindavan Gundicha. And we shall continue hearing these amazing, inconceivable words in the mood of the gopis, Srimati Radharani, spoken to Krishna at Kurukshetra. We shall hear more of them very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.